In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, when Jesus warned his people about the danger of the false prophets, his audience knew well what was the concept of and the reality of false prophets. Because in the book of Ezekiel, in the Old Testament, chapter 13, it is said that the false prophets speak from their own mind and not from the mind of God. Also, us, we know that when we received the sacrament of baptism, we were anointed priest, prophet, and king. Therefore, when we utter, is our uttering just what is in our mind, or are we speaking with the mind of God? Are we telling people what they need to hear, or are we telling people what they want to hear, what they are pleased to hear? For ourselves, are we choosing to hear only what we want to hear, or are we choosing what we need to hear? This is a challenge, because it is very tempting to only hear what I want to hear because I like it. And there are many truths that I don't like. But to belong to God, to be in covenant with Him, leads us to hear what we need to hear, and also to see what we have to see, and to do what we have to do for our eternal salvation. For that, we need God's grace. The prophet Ezekiel denounces the false prophets who have been counseling people when they should have told them that they were guilty, that they should have to change their life. They have been saying, it's okay, fine, you are fine. But they should have been saying, man, you have to change that. You have to change yourself. You have to change your life. The false prophets say peace when there is no peace. And they say it's all good when it's not good at all. This is the mark of the false prophets. This is what false prophets do. They tell people what they want to hear. And this is a real question. Are we ourselves choosing to hear what we want to hear, or what we need to hear for our eternal salvation? Let's be honest. We are able to not do what we need to do. We find many good reasons for that. We rationalize many good excuses to avoid performing God's plan. When we rationalize this way, we rationalize lies. We lie ourselves. We are telling ourselves rational lies. I know what I need to do, but here is the reason why, in this case, I don't have to do that. In the Catholic Church, there is a specialist for that, Saint Augustine, when he was Augustine, before his conversion. He did that very well, because he was very talented, very brilliant. And he postponed his conversion to Christianity due to a conflict between his worldly desires and his spiritual inclinations, as well as his attachment to a life of pleasure. He thought that it was too difficult to embrace the humility of Christ, and he tried to escape with the rational lies that he forged in his mind very well, rational lies of Manichaeism and and Neoplatonism before, finally, his eventual conversion. A pivotal moment occurred in his life when Augustine was in a garden facing so many thoughts, so many interior torments, that he really had the impression to be in an agony. And suddenly he heard a mysterious child's voice telling him, "Take up and read." And picking up a Bible, he read the teaching of St. Paul to the Romans, teaching against indulging in worldly desires. And this mysterious experience in his soul, combined with the influence of St. Ambrose, led Augustine to finally embrace Christianity and to become St. Augustine, great doctor of the Church. The teaching of that is very clear. Knowing is nice, very nice. But doing makes the difference. I am a false prophet when I know the right things to do and I don't do it. We have many rational lies in our lives. The list could be very long. But for now, for today, let's start with this week. This week, what is the one thing you know you need to be doing, which you are not going to do? Think about that. What is the one thing you know you need to be doing, which you are not going to do? I have so many excuses, so many rational lies in my mind. We are very productive for that. For example, when am I going to call this person who is so lonely? Very simple. What impedes me from going forward and doing that? Our Lord Jesus, in the Gospel of today, use the image of the tree and the fruits. It's perfect for summer season. In a tree, the sap is not visible, but the fruit are visible. Jesus is a sap. Christ should be in us, invisible and yet present, as long as we do not separate our union with Christ from our ordinary and daily life. By their fruit you shall know them. There are many false prophets outside of the Church and also within the Church. We are good to denounce them. But there is also a false prophet inside my soul. And Jesus tells us, if your soul is crowded with false prophets, beware of them. The constant teaching of the Catholic Church protects us against the errors spread by the false prophets who claim to be Catholic but who are in fact not Catholic at all. Some of them are Catholics in name only, not in reality. But we have to know also that there are some false prophets, and sometimes many, in our minds and heart. Doing the will of the Father is keeping the commandments. As St. Paul says in the epistle today, by our faith and baptism, we are free from sin and servant of God, who is our source of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.